Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today Rabbi Schneider presents a message regarding God's purpose in everything. We live in a world marked by sickness and disease, and in Jesus' day, people often attributed illnesses to personal or sometimes generational sin. But today, Rabbi Schneider takes us to the book of John to look at one man whose blindness wasn't a result of either. It was for the purpose of revealing God's glory. And to download resources related to today's topic, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. But right now, let's get started. Here's Rabbi Schneider to continue our study from the Gospel of John.
To me, the Bible's the coolest book in the world. And I know that many of you agree with me. I mean, I just love it, and especially the Gospel of John. We're going to pick up now in chapter 9. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, oh, by the way, did you know that the first recorded document we have of someone being called rabbi is in the New Testament? The first piece of literature that we have where the word rabbi is actually recorded is in the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant Scriptures." Now, you know, it's probably a good time to talk a little bit about the use of this word. Obviously, they called Yeshua rabbi. Did you know they also called John the Baptist rabbi? He's also called rabbi in the New Testament. Now, I've oftentimes been accused or attacked for being called rabbi, for going by Rabbi Schneider, and people use the scripture where Yeshua said, "Do not be called rabbi and call no man father." And so let's think about that. Jesus said, "Do not be called rabbi and call no man father." But everything, beloved ones, has to be understood in context. So let's think about this. Call no man father. Well, what about the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul admonished us to what? To honor our fathers and mothers. The Apostle Paul said, "You have many teachers among you," or many tutors, he said, "but not many fathers in the faith." So here's the Apostle Paul telling the church, you don't have many fathers in the faith. And so things need to be understood in context. If we took that completely literally, then we should never give our father a Father's Day card again. And the same is true when it comes to rabbi. Now, rabbi, in its context in which I use it, it just means teacher, and I'm a teacher that's pointing to people to Jesus, just like John the Baptist. He was called rabbi, and he was one that was pointing people to Jesus. They knew that he was a teacher from God and that he was giving a message from the Lord, and that's what I'm doing. I'm simply a teacher that's pointing people to Jesus. So it has to be in the proper use. I mean, I've dealt with this issue for a long time. You have to put everything in context, beloved. But anyways, back to our text today. Here we go. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents?" Now, I want you to think about this for a second. When they saw the man that was blind, the disciples immediately assumed that this man was born blind because somebody sinned. So listen again. "Rabbi," they said, "who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?" So that was the concept of the ancient world and the concept of sickness. When someone was sick, it's because they sinned. They did something wrong. They were being punished. Remember Job and the struggling that he was having and his friends that, you know, came to him about repenting of his evil, and the sickness came upon him because of his unrighteousness. Yet the Bible said that Job was blameless before the Lord. So sickness is not always the result of sin. It can be. It can be. For example, in the book of Revelation, Yeshua delivers a word, and he said that he's going to cast Jezebel and those that practice immorality with her upon a bed of sickness. Jesus said, "I spoke to them, they wouldn't listen. Now I'm going to cast them on a bed of sickness." God was taking responsibility for that. He was causing the sickness. What about when Miriam and Aaron were blaspheming Moses? And what did God do? He struck them both with leprosy, right? He healed them, but he's the one that struck them. What about when the Israelites sinned and God sent serpents to bite them? Or what about during the time of David, because of his sin, a plague came on the people of sickness? And so we can't put God sometimes in just one box, because God is a big God and we need to be humble and we need to not try to make everything fit in our own little finite theologies. You know, some people, for example, because they're faith healers and because they believe in faith healing, they can't open up to the reality that sometimes we read in God's word that God's actually the one that sent the sickness. Now, God is not a God that delights in making people sick, but sometimes he uses evil to accomplish a higher good. The Lord's in the book of Isaiah, I am God and there is no other. I form light and I create darkness. I create well-being and I create calamity or cause evil, as the King James puts it. God's a big God. In Judaism, we call him Adon Olam, which is translated as master of the world. A lot of Christian people, they don't want their theology to be disrupted, so they have to throw out like the entire Old Testament to make their theology fit. Because in the Old Testament, we see God cause natural disasters. What about when he opened the earth up to swallow Korah and the rebels, right? We need to humble ourselves. Part of the understanding, back to our text, of the ancient world was that when somebody was sick, it was because they sinned. But Jesus is saying, no, that's not what's going on right here. So let's listen again. They see the blind man. He was blind from birth. They said to him, who sinned, this man or his parents? Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. So God had a purpose. It sounds like what Jesus was saying here, that it was actually part of God's eternal plan that this man would be born into the world without physical sight, so that when Jesus appeared in the flesh, when the Son of God manifested himself clothed in humanity, Jesus would cross this blind man's path, listen now, and heal him. And that as a result of Jesus healing this man that was blind from birth, because of this miracle, God would be glorified and many people would turn to him. And so that's what Jesus seems to be saying here. He says, it was neither this man that sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. In other words, the purpose was so that God could heal him. Isn't that amazing? We need to open up our minds, beloved, and we need to really be humble and not be so narrow-minded.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. And as Christians, discerning God's voice amongst life's conflicting voices is challenging. And that's why Rabbi Schneider has created a free, powerful new talk, A Guide to Hearing God's Voice. He'll equip you with tools so you can clearly know when God is speaking. Go to myfreegift.com/hearing and get your free copy today. Just as this program has been a blessing to you, you can multiply the blessing with others. It's simple when you become a monthly partner. Give a financial gift of any amount today or set up your monthly automated gift by calling this number, 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. Or you can visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com when you give your equipping others for Jesus' return. And now, here is Rabbi Schneider.
Yeshua answered, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. So Jesus is saying, come on, we're going to keep on healing people. We're going to keep on doing good works because it's light out now and God wants me to keep on walking in his light. He continued on, the text continues on. When he had said this, John says, when he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, the mud, and applied the clay to his eyes, to the blind man's eyes, and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went away and washed and came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who had previously saw him as a beggar were saying, is not this the one who used to sit and beg. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. They knew this guy from birth was blind, and now this guy's walking around seeing. Again, the neighbors and those who previously saw him as a beggar were saying, "Is this the one who used to sit and beg?" Others were saying, "This is he." But still others were saying, "No, but he's like him. In other words, he looks like him, but he's really not him." But he kept saying, the man that was healed, "I am the one." It reminds me, some of you might have seen this. This is the most incredible miracle that I've ever witnessed in my life. And if you've not seen it, I want to encourage you to go online, go on YouTube, and search under my name and search under the title, Lira Uganda, Blind Woman Healed. Lira Uganda, Blind Woman Healed. I had been praying for quite a while, my beloved friends, that God would show me a miracle that'd be undeniable. Because a lot of times when I speak healing over people, people say they're healed, but I'm not 100% sure sometimes, because I'm not sure if that, you know, they're just in the anointing and they feel well, because they're in the anointing, the atmosphere where faith is real high and all God's people are coming together worshiping, and maybe in that anointing the symptoms have disappeared. I don't want to be a doubter, but I'm just telling you that sometimes it's like people claim, for example, "Oh, I had a stomach ache for 10 days and I came here tonight and you released healing over everybody." And they said, "When you released healing, when you said be healed, all of a sudden my stomach ache went away." And I thought, well, that's, you know, that's fantastic. But I said, "Lord, how do I know for sure, you know, it wouldn't have gone away anyways?" I mean, people do get stomach aches and they go away, you know, on their own sometimes just because of the healing capacity that you placed in the human body. So I said, "Lord, show me a miracle that I'm absolutely 1,000 convinced is a miracle from you." So I'm in Lira, Uganda. It's my last night there. We began Thursday. I preached there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. And every night we do what Jesus did. We preach the gospel, we speak healing over the sick, and we cast out demons. So I'm on my last night there. It's dark outside. The stars are out. I mean, 30,000 people probably are on the ground. They've been there for hours. They're so hungry for the word of God. And all of a sudden, I said, "Blind, be healed. Blind eyes, be healed." And when I said that, there's about three different videos online, but one of you will be able to see it. A lightning bolt struck. Exactly when I said, "Blind eyes, be healed," a bolt of lightning came down from the heavens. And so after we get done ministering healing to people from the platform, we take testimonies. So all of a sudden, we're taking testimonies, and the ushers are bringing up this woman. And this woman comes, this woman claims she was blind and God gave her sight. And she said, "Rabbi, when you said blind eyes be opened and you blew that shofar, I was healed." And we did a test on her. You know, I put my fingers up, went away.
"How many fingers do I have up?"
"A day."
We had people coming up testifying of the reality of this situation. We have it on video film. The daughter of this woman is telling us, yes, she was blind. She started slowly going blind until she went completely blind, and there was nothing the doctors could do for her.
Achomo Mila Rose is my mother. She went blind in 2002, but God healed her blindness after going to the Miracle Crusade.
The man that managed the hotel where they used to bring this woman every day to sit and beg, and when they put money in her hands, she didn't even know how much money it was. She couldn't see. He came. He testified. We've got it all on film. "She's the woman that used to sit at my hotel, was completely blind. This woman is completely healed. You see her now?" Because we went back a year later. We went back a year later to see how she was doing. She looks like a different person. Her eyes are glowing. When she saw me, she wanted to grab me and come back to America with me.
"She used to come here every day to the hotel and beg. Only God could have done this."
I mean, this kind of stuff is for real, beloved ones. It happened in Yeshua's day. It's still happening today and may happen for some of you. I don't know what you're dealing with, but Father, we just look to you right now as Yahweh Rofecha, the Lord our healer. And I speak healing, Father God, over every child of yours that's watching right now. that, Father God, that maybe they need a healing in their eyes. I speak healing to your eyes right now. I say blind eyes be healed, glaucoma be healed in Yeshua's name. I speak to periodontist disease, gum disease right now. I say periodontist disease, be out, be cleansed. I speak to those gums, be healed in Yeshua's name. By his stripes, beloved ones, we are healed. And now listen again. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously saw him as a beggar were saying, is not this the one who used to sit and beg? It's like hard to believe it. Others were saying, this is he. Still others were saying, no, but he's like him. He looks like him, but he's not the one. But the man kept saying, I am the one. I am the one. So they were saying to him, how then were your eyes opened? He answered, the man who is called Yeshua, Jesus, made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. So I went away and washed, and I received sight. They said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. Then they brought him to the Pharisees. They brought to the Pharisees the man who was formerly blind. Now it was Sabbath on the day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also were asking him again how he received his sight. And he said to them, he applied clay to my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees were saying, this man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. But others were saying, how can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? And there was a division among them. Isn't that interesting? Still to the day, right? Division between those that are following Jesus and those who are not. It will never change. So they said to the blind man again, what do you say about him since he opened your eyes? And he said, he's a prophet. The Jews then did not believe it of him, that he had been blind and received sight, until they called the parents of the very one who had received his sight. So they wouldn't believe the blind man that Jesus healed them. So they called his parents and they questioned them. They questioned the parents saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? Then how does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, the parents said, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. Ask him, the parents said. He's of age, he'll speak for himself. His parents said this, John tells us, because they were afraid of the Jews. Again, the religious Jewish leadership. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed him to be the Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. That same phenomenon is happening to this very day. You believe in Jesus, you're put out of the synagogue. I remember when my brother's daughter got bat mitzvahed, we were all sitting there in the synagogue in the sanctuary, and the rabbi is calling relatives to give a blessing or to read a little portion from the Bible. And all of a sudden, the rabbi's calling distant relatives, even atheists. And all of a sudden, Cynthia and I realize they're not going to call us. We were not allowed to participate in the bat mitzvah service for one reason only, because I believe in Jesus. It's amazing. The same phenomenon that we read about in the Gospel of John here, still happening today. You believe in Jesus, you're put out of the synagogue. So for this reason, because his parents didn't want to be put out of the synagogue, they wouldn't answer the Pharisees who healed him. They said, ask him, ask our son. He's of age. Ask him for yourself. On a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, give glory to God. We know this man's a sinner. He then answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that I was blind and now I see. How do you argue with that, right? How do you argue with someone's testimony? It's a good lesson. We'll pick up next time right here, but it's an interesting phenomenon. They tried to get into a debate with them, you know, whether Jesus was a sinner, whether he healed on the Sabbath, et cetera, et cetera. The man just said one thing. I don't know the answer to any of those things. All I know is this. I was blind, but now I see. When you share your faith with people, you don't have to know every verse in the Bible. All you have to do, beloved one, is do what that blind man did. Tell people what Jesus did for you, because you know what? No one can argue with your testimony.
Amen. Nobody can argue your experience with God, and you're listening to another authentic, straightforward, and uncompromising message from Rabbi Schneider right here at Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And if you'd like to share your testimony with us, feel free to write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. You can also connect with us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. And while you're online, make sure to check out our wide variety of resources and study tools that are available to you. These resources, they're made possible in part because of the relationship that we have with friends like you who support this ministry through your faithfulness, your prayers, and your financial gifts. Rabbi?
Many of us have heard the principle of throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And of course, what that means is we throw out the whole thing rather than keeping what's good. The reason I'm bringing this up is that some of us have forsaken honoring the Lord with our tithes and our offerings because we feel there's been those in the past that have tried to manipulate us for money. I simply want to say this, beloved, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Honoring the Lord with our tithes and offerings goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. And today, the scripture tells us, if there are ministries that are blessing us and feeding us, we ought to support those ministries with our finances. Number one, to show thankfulness. Number two, to honor the Lord. And number three, so they can continue to be a blessing to the world. And those of you that sow your finances into ministries that are blessing the world, you're going to be rewarded for it. Beloved, I want to ask you for your help, and I want to thank you in advance for your love and sacrificial support.
To respond to Rabbi today, call us at 800-777-7835. Or if it's easier, visit the donation page on our website at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And as a token of our appreciation for your gift, we'll send you Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month and our engaging and insightful newsletter. And then before we wrap up today, I want to remind you about the Rabbi Schneider mobile app. It's available to download right now. And it's not just any app. It's packed with resources and tools that will deepen your faith and help guide you on your spiritual journey. You can dive into Rabbi's insightful articles. You can even find links to all of our social media platforms. And you can re-listen to our radio programs through our podcast every day. Speaking of our social media platforms and our podcast, make sure to connect with our vibrant and ever-growing community of like-minded believers. We're on platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, and so much more. These resources are just another way that we're trying to reach hearts and minds all around the world. So get connected today. Now let's turn our attention back to Rabbi Schneider.
What I love about the Aaronic blessing is that it did not originate with man. The words actually proceeded from the very essence of God Himself. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6. So listen to these words and receive the blessing of the Lord into your life today.
Yavarechech Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh Panav Elecha Vichunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider concludes his study on the Gospel of John. That's Friday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.